What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, as you know, a short while ago, Vladimir Putin was giving their equivalent of the State of the Union speech and unveiled several new weapons. And the Pentagon and Defense Department are out there saying, nah, it probably doesn't really exist, which prompted Russia to release a video showing at least one of the weapons doing what Putin said they were going to do. The big question, though, is what does Russia have we don't really know about? And we got a good taste of that back in the Black Sea a while ago, a little more than a year ago, when a Russian electronic warfare aircraft was able to just totally paralyze an Aegis destroyer, guided missile destroyer, the USS Donald Cook. And now we have another demonstration here. This is over in FortRus.com, where apparently Ukraine is having difficulty sending drones into Russia to spy on them. They get over Russian territory and they simply stop following the orders from the ground. Now, is it just a powerful jammer? Well, apparently one of the other drones succeeded in getting a photograph, or a video rather, of this new vehicle, which seems to have a blue laser that it's using on these drones. Now, whether if it's just a targeting laser or it actually is like cooking the internal electronics, we don't know. But it does show a tremendous capability, and it does underscore the fact that we don't really know what Russia has or doesn't have. And that makes going to war very, very risky indeed. I mean, so far as Syria is concerned, Russia's weapons have held up. They've done what they're supposed to do. I think one of the biggest mistakes that Donald Trump made was that cruise missile attack against that Syrian airfield, where half the cruise missiles missed the target completely, and the other half didn't hit anything important at the target site. So it was a huge $60 million worth of cruise missiles, and the airfield was back in operation the following day. Now, getting to the economic news, Germany and China are agreeing to work on steel overcapacity and the U.S. threat of tariffs. And they want to work on solutions through the G20 group of industrialized nations. So that's a good place to take this debate. Again, the tariffs, I don't think were a good idea. Not at this time. I understand the need to develop a totally internal domestic steel and aluminum capability if we are going into a world war, which I don't want to do anyway. Now, Trump has signed an executive order banning Venezuela's petro cryptocurrency. He may have moved a little fast, because you want to talk about having a miracle save your rear end. Venezuela just announced the discovery of what they think is the fourth largest gold mine on Earth, estimated at 52 million troy ounces of gold. So I'm sure our bankers are going to be looking for a reason to invade Venezuela. Got to get that gold the way we got Libya's gold, the way we stole the gold out of the basement of the World Trade Towers and so forth. Over in Ukraine, the effects of growing close to Europe are painfully evident. Ukraine's public debt has doubled in the last 4 years, while personal incomes have been cut in half. And the Ukrainian economy is in a catastrophic state after 4 years of euro reforms. And at the end of 2013, Ukraine's state and publicly guaranteed debt was 40% of the GDP, and by the end of 2017, it had more than doubled, exceeding 80% of the gross domestic product. So being part of the EU is not all it's cracked up to be, because all of the member states of the EU are in economic trouble, as well as dealing with this open border refugee situation. Now, over in Great Britain, apparently there are these Blairites, members of parliament, and they're opposed to Jeremy Corbyn's leadership. And apparently they're meeting with the Liberal Democrats to set up a centrist pro-Brussels party, a new political party, with the Liberal Democrats and the Tory Europhiles. And the goal of this political party is basically to end Brexit and keep Great Britain welded to Europe. Keep those borders open. Keep the Channel Tunnel open. Now, Jeremy Corbyn's caution over blaming Russia for the Salisbury poisoning was a watershed moment. It's caused a number of people to question why they're in the party. Well, there's nothing wrong with what Jeremy Corbyn suggested. Let's look at all the evidence before we rush to judgment. All right, we're going to go ahead and do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Over in Germany, Interior Minister Horst Seehofer is saying that internal border checks must stay in place in Germany for as long as the EU fails to protect its external borders. He then went on to slam the Schengen agreement because apparently Europe is sort of, rather Brussels is sort of acting like the cops at Parkland. We'll take care of you. We'll take care of you. And then they don't. And so Germany is saying we have to protect our own borders. I think as Merkel looks at a possible election at the end of her current term, I mean, she is chancellor again, but I think she has to realize the German people are very, very unhappy with what this flood of refugees has done to Europe. We're hearing it from virtually every single country. You know, this country isn't what it used to be. It's been turned into a third world, everything blended together, dirt in the streets, mess. All because George Soros and his buddies think it's a great idea. Now, Trump is out there trying to defund the sanctuary cities. The courts have already ruled that Trump has discretionary authority over federal funding to these sanctuary cities who are refusing to enforce federal immigration law. And then they turn around and said, well, you've still got to give us the money. And Trump said, no, I don't. So he's hosting a roundtable at the White House today for federal officials, members of Congress, and state attorney generals to ramp up pressure on cities that don't comply with immigration law. And the president is looking to use the White House meeting to highlight the problems he has with funding these cities and pressure cities to conform with federal immigration laws. It's a very, very simple thing, unless you're a liberal. I want my free stuff, and don't tell me what to do. Now, interestingly enough, over at Los Alamitos in Orange, California, they just voted to reject the state's sanctuary law. And they basically had a vote of 4-1, citing the Constitution for their reasoning. And they're basically saying that at least within Los Alamitos, they will cooperate fully with federal immigration officials. We've got to get this going. We've got to get these illegals, you know, back over the border, or they're going to vote in our election November, and they're going to vote for the Democrats. And they're not supposed to vote. So either we get an ironclad voter ID law, or we start flinging these illegals back over that border, back over the wall. Get the punkin' chunkin' people to just bring out their air cannons. Longest range and most number of bounces wins the prize. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Bill in Pennsylvania. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mean Mike the Man. How you doing, buddy?
Doing okay.
Hey, man, I ain't called you since last year. I listen to you every day, though. Great job,
thank you,
man. Keep doing what you're doing. We love you, man. Claire, too. Give her our condolences. Anyway, I'm calling about that FBI guy, man. He's getting his pension. I was watching your show from yesterday, and there's some kind of like circle thing going around where he's going to get his pension again. Man, there is like no justice. What happened?
Well, I've heard several different variations about McCabe and his pension. We do have all these people who are already offering him just a job in their office until he reaches the end of his 20 years, which is just a few days, so that he can qualify for the pension. It turns out, I mean, first of all, if you are a federal government employee, it is golden time. Got all kinds of benefits, taxpayer-funded, of course, multiple pensions that are overlapping. And apparently, the big pension is the one that was threatened by his being fired. But I think they're just going to go ahead and give it to him. Behind that, there's another federal government pension that doesn't kick in until age 60. He's going to have that one anyway, regardless of what is decided about the big pension. It's not as much money, and he doesn't get to collect it for another 10 years because he's only 50 now. But
can I ask you one thing about that? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Besides all this talk about pension, I mean, if you really get down to what this guy did along with Comey and the rest of them that were literally trying to infiltrate and have a soft coup on the presidential election, isn't that an act of treason? I mean, why is it this retirement thing such a big deal when he really should be put in jail for what he did?
I'm in agreement. There's a whole bunch of people in Washington, D.C. that need to be seeing the inside of a prison cell.
Yeah, and I don't understand why everybody's making a big deal out of this pension thing when, you know, what happened to breaking the law and treasonous acts against the Constitution besides the Clintons and the Bushes? I mean, that's like so common, it's criminal that these guys are even walking around in the street, but here's another guy, along with Comey, Loretta Lynch, the rest of them, that are just getting away with it, just like they always do. And this guy's even getting his pension. I mean, can I say one last thing before I hang up?
Sure.
You remember that when Trump was running his campaign and he made that poem speech about the snake that bit him at the end of the poem?
Yeah.
You remember that, about the little poem he did? Well, all this talk with this other CIA guy who's talking about assassinating him coming, because I was watching your show from yesterday, where these guys are blatantly just saying right on public television how they're going to assassinate the president. Well, he ought to listen to his own poems, because if he don't do something about this soon, they're just going to wind up, you know, with the Zapruder film. It's going to be part two. What do you think?
I think it's a very real possibility. Trump's opponents have been unable to find a legal way to get him out of the White House. They haven't found anything they can impeach him for. They toyed briefly with the idea of simply having him declared insane and removing him under the 25th Amendment. But Trump is obviously not insane. That leaves assassination. And I am distressed at how much talk I'm hearing about assassination these days.
Yeah, it's really just out of control. Like when Obama was president, I think somebody from, you know, I don't want to say our side or the other side or whatever, but somebody made a comment just in joking on Facebook, and the FBI went and locked that guy up. Do you remember when that happened? I mean, it's just some knucklehead on the internet said something, and then now these guys are all over the place talking about killing our president, and nobody's doing anything. I mean, not even him. I think he ought to start taking more action. It's like what your guy Dustin in Justin in New Jersey, he said one thing that really hit home with me. It's like, what is he waiting for? I mean, he got to start cleaning house here, man.
I agree. I absolutely agree. And again, I think he's getting bad advice. We know that Jared Kushner was not exactly the best influence on him. You know, Trump's big mistake coming into the White House was he wanted to be magnanimous in victory, and he kept a lot of the holdovers from the Obama era, thinking that because he was now the boss, they would work for him and be loyal to him. Well, that's the way it works in business. It's not the way it works inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C. Everybody's compromised. Everybody's got connections. Everybody's got secret agendas. And Trump, unfortunately, was as dangerously naive coming into the White House as Jimmy Carter was. Jimmy Carter got completely blindsided by some of what was going on around him. And I'd like to see Trump put on those presidential brass knuckles and start getting to work. Because, you know, I'd like to see him fire Sessions and put in Trey Gowdy as the attorney general. But
yeah,
we're coming up on the midterm.
Good thing.
We're coming up on the midterm elections in November. That's, you know, a little more than half a year. And if Trump doesn't start taking control of immigration and the election process, he's going to lose Congress. And then the Democrats will impeach him and remove him from office for anything they can make on up. I noticed they're still pushing this porn actress. I keep blanking on her name. And now apparently they've had another woman who's former contestant on The Apprentice. Stormy Daniels is the name of the porn actress. They're already out there saying that she passed a polygraph test. She must be telling the truth. Well, actually, polygraphs are not that accurate, and they're actually very easy to defeat. And intelligence agents are taught precisely how to do that. Voice stress analyzers are much, much more accurate. I had a chance to actually work with those many years ago as part of a TV show. It was a documentary about how useful they were. Anyway, anything else?
Want to thank you for the work that you do. You're a true patriot. I was watching you, I think, about a month or two ago when you were real sick. And, you know, thank God your wife's okay. And we just really appreciate what you do, man. And just, you know, just keep doing what you do, man. You're a real patriot. And, you know, I watch you rather than watching the news. I just don't even deal with it. I just don't even spend my time wasting my time. It's like, that's all it is, a waste of time. I watch you and listen to what you got to say, and you get like the information all around the world, and the real story. That's, you know, that would be a good name for something that you guys do, like just call it the real story. You know what I mean? Instead of fudging it and lying and everything else, you guys really, you really do a good job, man.
Well, thank you very much for those kind words, and we're going to let you go and get on back to the news. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, George Soros is basically using some of his German non-governmental organizations to lobby Germany to put pressure on Hungary. And at issue is the fact that Hungary recently passed an NGO transparency law, which demands greater transparency of foreign-funded bodies in the country. And, of course, this directly affects Soros' open borders charities and the pressure groups. He basically wants that law to go away, which tells us he knows he's got something that cannot see the light of day. He's got to keep it concealed. Now, apparently, Soros is also trying to influence the political situation in the Czech Republic and Slovakia. And basically, Peter Zantowski, a lecturer at the University of Economics in Prague, told Sputnik News, doubts regarding the West's potential intentions to kickstart a color revolution in the Central European state. Well, maybe the U.S. isn't, but Soros certainly could. And I do wish that Mr. Soros would retire and stop mucking about with the world. We didn't elect him to be our planetary ruler. And I do think that it's time that we regained our sovereignty from the guys with all the money. Because having a lot of money does not necessarily mean you're a good person. We'll be back after these commercials. Thank you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And if you are able to donate and support Republic Broadcasting, and we really do need it. This is no joke. This is no drill. We need to keep going. We need to keep fighting the fight against the liars, the greedy, the war hawks. And we need your help to do it. Any amount at all, anything you can do will be gratefully appreciated. So the postal address to send a check or a money order is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302. And that's in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you want to be anonymous, you can always send cash. And if you want to phone on in and become a recurring subscriber, that number is 800-724-2719, extension 03. And again, a reminder that there is this promotion going on right now for about another 70 days. There's a time limit on it. And basically, RBN has a fundraiser with Front Sight Training Academy. And Front Sight is located in Nevada. It's this world-class combat shooting training facility. Trains cops from all over the country. For a one-time donation of $500 to RBN, you will receive a lifetime Commander's membership, where you get discounts on guns, you get discounts on ammunition, you get discounts on rental, it's a sweet deal. If I were living anywhere around Nevada, I'd sign up for this. Okay. So thank you for your help. The network thanks you, and we need to get back to the news here. BBC is still trying to deflect criticism over the Telford grooming gang coverage. And we've been seeing this all over Europe, where in order to protect the open borders global agenda, crimes being committed by the migrants, the refugees, aren't reported. The media in places like Sweden and Germany have been told, you know, if you have to report it, do not say where the person originated. Don't even say their name. And yet everybody sees crime is going on up. So anyway, this BBC had this Telford grooming gang's story right in front of them, and they didn't go with it. And then the story came out other places, and they got hundreds of complaints saying, why didn't you cover this? We need to know this is happening to our daughters. Why were you so reluctant to cover this? And unfortunately, BBC's news editor came on out and said, well, you know, there was all these other stories, and Telford had to get pushed down. People aren't buying that, though. They see it as very clear attempt by the corporate media to protect the refugee agenda. Now, Germany, specifically Angela Merkel, is now claiming that Russia must prove they were not involved in the Skripal poisoning case. Now, first of all, you can't prove a negative. And this is a return to Code Napoleon. It's up to Merkel, as the accuser, to provide proof beyond a reasonable doubt that Russia was somehow involved in the poisoning of this ex-spy, Sergei Skripal, and his daughter. Now, the timeline that's worked on out is Skripal and his daughter, Yulia, were found unconscious on a bench at a shopping center in Salisbury. They had apparently been at a pub just before, and they could have been attacked anywhere. Depends on how long the poison works. But Merkel's going on back to this thing, Great Britain is still refusing to allow anyone to analyze samples from the attack site. It's back to that, trust us, we know what's going on. We wouldn't lie to you, we're the government. Yeah, you're the government that gave us the dodgy dossier that got us stuck in Iraq. Now, over in France, Macron is refusing to recognize the Russian election result in Crimea. They're still out there with this lie that Russia stole Crimea, and that's not what happened. Crimea voted to secede from Ukraine, their right guaranteed under the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights. They then voted to ask to merge with the Russian Republic. Both referendums passed with an over 90% margin, and that's what happened. But the U.S. policy is we don't recognize the Crimeans' people right to have those referendums. Therefore, by default, Russia has stolen Crimea. And so we're doing this little political tit-for-tat where Macron is saying, I refuse to recognize the Russian election results in Crimea. You know what the problem is? You're not allowed to just sit there only recognizing elections that turn out the way you want them to. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about this whole kerfuffle with Russia and Skripal. And it's very obviously, it's Saddam's nukes all over again. Now, Austria is breaking ranks with the rest of the EU and saying we do have to have a full-fledged investigation by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons and all those involved. There are rules. The nations that signed that treaty, are obligated to follow those rules in the event of an incident. Britain didn't. They just pointed the finger and said, ah, j'accuse. So Austria is saying the same thing that Corbyn was saying. Let's find out what actually happened. Poland is following Britain's lead. They're going to start ejecting Russian diplomats. So they're just pushing this as hard as they can. And I remember the Cold War, the first Cold War, and it was all about, you know, tension and sucking money out of the American people for weapons that were never going to be used. This feels very different. This does feel like they're actually working toward an actual confrontation directly between the U.S. and Russia, and I think that's going to be an absolute, absolute horrible deal. Now, here is a interesting development. Apparently, the London Times reported on March 14th that 40 people in Salisbury needed treatment because of poisoning. Okay? Now, a reader's letter to the paper written by Stephen Davies, consultant in emergency medicine, Salisbury National Health Service Foundation Trust, disputes that report. And basically, the letter seems to say that none of the patients in the hospital were affected by nerve agents at all. They were poisoned, and they needed treatment for the poisoning. But this doctor is saying there's no symptoms of nerve agents at use. I don't know. Maybe they got some food poisoning over at the bar they were at. Now, apparently, Angela Merkel is calling for a restart of what was called the Weimar Triangle, which is a close alliance between Germany, Poland, and France. And what they're doing is they're forming a power block to basically work through their different views on migration, energy, and the future of the European Union. I think Merkel's got designs on Brussels here. Former French President Sarkozy has been arrested for corruption. It's a big case. It goes back to the 2007 French elections, where apparently his campaign team accepted a 50 million euro donation from Muammar Gaddafi during the 2007 French elections. Well, he should have set up a charitable foundation, of course. That's his mistake. So he's in trouble right now. Over in China, a former missile force commander has now been appointed their defense minister. It's Lieutenant General Wei Fenghe, and he's been named as defense minister. He's now the public face of China's military around the world. Meanwhile, our government is scrambling to try and make the North Korean talks happen. Some mid-level diplomats from North Korea, South Korea, and the U.S. actually met in Finland to try and sort out protocols and everything. But basically, they're saying that this is a rush job to get this done in May, and the White House is overseeing a frantic scramble to resolve even the most fundamental questions on the U.S. side. For one thing, where will the summit be? Who will be at the table? What should be on the agenda? Well, Kim Jong-un has already said what he wants on the agenda. He wants a peace treaty. He wants the official end of the Korean War, because it never officially ended. And he wants guarantees that if he gives up his nuclear weapons, he won't be attacked. I wouldn't trust this government, Kim, but you're the boss. You do what you want to do. South Korea is sending some of their pop stars, singers, to perform in North Korea for the first time in more than a decade. And so more than 150 artists, including K-pop stars, are to visit Pyongyang from 31st of March in what will be a reciprocal visit after North Korea sent performers to the Pyongyang Winter Olympics. And the visit, which was agreed after talks between the countries on the border area of Panmunjom and will include a series of concerts, will last until the 3rd of April, South Korean's unification ministry said. So they've already got a whole ministry, a bureaucracy set up for the goal of reunification. I think it's long, long overdue. Getting into the world of political correctness, the College of the Holy Cross will do away with its knight mascot and all other such imagery to avoid any symbolic connection to knights who fought for Christianity during the Crusades. And Reverend Philip Burroughs, president of the Massachusetts Bay School, explained the decision in a letter to the student body. Burroughs wrote, "The visual depiction of a knight in conjunction with the moniker Crusader inevitably ties us directly to the reality of the religious wars and the violence of the Crusade." Well, that's an absolute historical fact. That's not going to go away just because you get rid of the mascot. And then the Reverend goes on to say, this imagery stands in contrast to our stated values. Over the coming months, the college will gradually phase out use of all night-related imagery. So, once again, in the name of political correctness, history gets erased. Now, let's talk about Cambridge Analytica. That's a big, big stink that has happened, and it involves Facebook. And apparently there was this undercover investigation that revealed how Cambridge Analytica secretly campaigns in elections across the world. I think meddling would actually be a better word. And bosses were filmed talking about using bribes, former spies, fake IDs, and sex workers to influence elections around the world. Now, a story coming out of Post News D2. Hundreds of millions of Facebook users are likely to have had their private information harvested by companies that exploited the same terms as the firm that collected data and passwords and passed it on to Cambridge Analytica. And apparently the data was coming from Facebook. And there's a new whistleblower who's out there saying it was utterly horrifying. And the covert data harvesting was just a routine. Now, Facebook has now suspended the account of the whistleblower who exposed Cambridge Analytica. Too little, too late. The story is out there. And apparently 50 million users have had their data given out by Facebook, which wound up in this Cambridge Analytica. And interestingly enough, it appears, at least to the people in Azizi Adisu, that this might have been done to help President Trump's successful 2016 bid for the presidency. But as it turns on out, if Trump was doing it, so were the Democrats. Obama's campaign's Carol Davidson admits the Democrats sucked out the entire social network of the U.S. and kept that data, and they still have it. And the same campaign director reveals Facebook allowed them to mine American users' profiles in 2012 because they support the Democrats. It's a very liberal organization. Now, not too long ago, Maxine Waters came on out and bragged that Obama has a database with information on every individual in this country. Talk about total information awareness. They try and tailor the campaigns to us, get our votes that way. Now, over in Britain, members of Parliament have summoned Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg to give evidence over the catastrophic failure of process behind the Cambridge Analytica data breach. And people are getting out of Facebook. Zuckerberg's net worth plunged by $5 billion on a single day. And I know he's got plenty of other money, but that had to come as a shock. Israel is becoming the world's top cyber superpower, and this article starts out with the observation, although Israel makes no cars of its own, the world's top auto security companies are all Israeli. The country also receives roughly one-fifth of the world's global private investment in cybersecurity. As independent and state-sponsored hackers wreak havoc, Israel continues to revolutionize its military and lead the way in the field. To start, the Israeli Defense Force recruits the best and brightest coders and hackers as teens to funnel them into their elite cyber warfare units. Because going to the service is compulsory, you can look at the Israeli Army as the largest human rights human resources organization in the world. We know about a month ago, there was a story that came on out where Israel was literally putting out bids to buy zero-day exploits. But the hard reality is that a lot of the world's hackers are in Israel. Israel has the highest per capita density of cyber criminals of any country on earth. Let's see. Now, apparently, there is a BitTorrent client called MediaGet And apparently somebody has put out a Trojanized version of this. It hijacked 400,000 PCs last week. And the malware was found dropping a cryptocurrency miner program as payload on infected Windows computers that mine Electronium digital coins for attackers using victims' CPU cycles. Now, for the Android users, pre-installed malware has been found on 5 million popular Android phones. And the malware is inside applications, Yellow Calendars, Change Me Launcher, Android Services Secure Wi-Fi, and System Service ZDSGT. And if you have any of those on your phone, you got to delete them. Now, there's a company called GrayKey, and they claim to have developed a password cracker for the iPhone. And for $15,000, GrayKey promises to open up iPhones for the police so that they can go on in. They'll have full access to a device's file system, messages, photos, call logs, browsing history, keychain, and other passwords, and more. Oh. Apparently over in Great Britain, another classic case of do what we say, don't do as we do. The British government's secure server setup is patchy at best. That's how they described it. And apparently many of the British websites are broken, misconfigured, or insecure. I think part of the problem is that we've made these systems too complicated, too decadent. It's very hard for people to maintain them. We had an incident this morning where Claire needed to send an email to somebody, and it came back a remote server misconfigured. So we're reaching the point where we can no longer actually maintain our own IT. And reaching a point where you can't manage your existing infrastructure is usually what precedes a crash. Certainly that helped happened in the Roman Empire. As the debt built up and the skill level dropped, they no longer had the means to maintain the roads or the aqueducts, and eventually it all stopped working. We could see that here. Apparently, British police forces are spending peanuts on cybercrime training. They just don't think it's an issue. It is an issue. Cybercrime is out of control. But apparently, police forces across Britain have spent just £1.3 million on cybercrime training courses over the past few years. That's woefully inadequate. Now, Laura Ingraham is wagging the finger at the Internal Revenue Service. Apparently, they allowed 2.5 million cases of illegal identity theft. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, global warming's having a bad effect in New Jersey. It's snowing over here.
Yeah, I'm getting emails from my family in the New England area.
And it's not even tomorrow yet, you know? And I couldn't believe how early this started. But it's probably going to be pretty bad tomorrow. But everything done today, so. Hey Mike, I want to make it very easier for your listeners to understand who's the good guy and the bad guy in Syria. Now, you got the moderate rebels. Now, if they're so great and the people love them, how come when Assad and his forces cleared area, the people run to the government forces, which is Assad? That's very simple to figure out then who's the good guy, right?
Absolutely.
There you go. And, hey, Mike, I found there's a website called Moon of Alabama. Do you ever heard of it?
Yeah, I've linked to them on a number of occasions.
If you go on there, on the left-hand side, under recent MOA posts, on the third down, it says, Guardian rips off Goebbels, what I told you yesterday. If maybe you can post that picture of the spider of Putin over the earth, you know, using it as a propaganda tool.
I ran that as an article with the images embedded in it yesterday. I suppose I could put it up. Personally, it's kind of a petty thing for them to have done.
It's sad, though, Mike. Like, we're the ones that are like that. Like, it's like a total opposite of, we're that spider. You realize that?
Yes.
Where's that spider?
Absolutely.
And I see the British. You know, I had a caller from the UK yesterday. He's right on everything, but he's wrong. I think people more now, and I didn't believe it, are waking up because all the message boards and everything are showing people don't believe this crap no more. So it is working.
Yes.
And that's all I wanted to have to say, Mike. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We've got callers on the line. We're going to start with Mateus in Canada. Aloha, Mateus. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Michael, I just have another 100 things on my list. I hope you've got time for that.
Oh, we'll see.
Okay, I made up a joke just for you. I bet you can guess the punchline. You're pretty smart. What deity do gators worship?
You got me.
Allah.
Okay.
Number one. Okay, so moving on. $1,500 to crack into the iPhones. Well, who pays for that? It's the taxpayer. So we have to pay to have our own privacy violated. We don't want our own phones to be hacked. It's like, it's such a pathetic slave relationship we have with our society. And then Mark Zuckerberg said his users are dumb effers for trusting him with their personal info. Remember that a while back?
Yes.
And now it's coming out that, 50 million of us dumb effers had our, that we were so dumb to trust our personal information was being sold. Now, regarding your story on Friday where the congressman was against arming teachers because they're mostly women, remember that?
Yep.
Well, that's just totally ridiculous. It's not like the women have to parallel park their guns back into the gun cases. Give me a break. Okay, moving on.
No, I mean,
moving on.
If you go to that Front Sight Shooting Academy's website and you look at the video, there are just as many women there training for combat shooting as men. It was a dumb thing to say, almost as dumb as the idea that arming teachers will somehow trigger those teachers into starting to shoot the black and brown children, which is stupid as all get out.
That is so stupid. And then a while back, you were talking about there was a world government convention. And I just wanted to say, like, what an outrageous crime spree that is. Like, openly traitorous to the human race. Like, they openly say that the topics of their convention was how to put down liberty and self-government. No, it said liberty and self-government is in the crosshairs.
Mm-hmm.
And their discussion, like, these guys should be lynched. Like, and I want to mention something about communist China. You know, we all know about Mao and how he killed people that wore glasses because he thought they were educated. I got a bit more research about that. He was basically killing the culture. So if you were even an artist, you were being, like, targeted. And so this was just such a horrible crime against humanity where the actual valuable substance of an entire culture is being exterminated. And so I know I have empathy for
those people,
obviously.
We're seeing that happen in Europe. We're seeing that happen here in the United States. You know, our culture, our history is being erased or defaced, you know, in the name of political correctness and not offending anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
And...
okay, Mateus.
Okay, I'll leave it there. Have a good show. Take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to take a break for station identification. Back with another phone call after these few words.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.